Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, in a very bright and sunny Andalusia in Spain. Wow, that is bright. Okay, on this day in Tudor history, the 29th of April, 1567, some sources suggest the 26th of April, James Hepburn, Earl of Bothwell, who'd recently abducted Mary, Queen of Scots, had a suit of divorce made against him by his wife, Lady Jean Gordon. Following the murder of her second husband, Henry Stuart, Lord Darnley, in Kirkfield, Edinburgh, on the 10th of February, 1567, and subsequent investigations into the role of the Earl of Bothwell in this dastardly deed, Mary had made several visits to Seaton, the home of Lord Seaton, which was 11 miles east of Edinburgh. She went there to enjoy the better air, allegedly on the advice of her physicians. However, she was also spending quite a bit of time there with the man who was suspected of arranging Darnley's murder, that is, the Earl of Bothwell. On her third visit there on the 4th of April, according to her biographer John Guy, Mary was taking a walk in the garden on the arm of Bothwell when an elderly man who'd been a servant to her second husband, Lord Darnley, approached her and asked her for help to ease his poverty. So he wanted financial help. Before Mary had a chance to do anything to help the man, Bothwell shouted at the man and launched a vicious attack on him. The man was able to limp home bleeding, but died 2 hours later. Bothwell was not a nice man. Bothwell was tried for the murder of Lord Darnley at the Senate House of Edinburgh on the 12th of April, 1567. And there you go, the bells are ringing out for him. But no evidence was submitted, and although the trial lasted over 8 hours, Bothwell was acquitted. And 4 days later, he was bearing the sceptre on his way to Parliament. Another show of aggression from Bothwell came on the 20th of April at Holyrood, when soldiers in the Great Hall, in the presence of the Queen, began to mutiny because they hadn't been paid. Bothwell grabbed their captain by the throat before he was forced to let go by the other soldiers, and then Mary intervened and paid the soldiers. On the 21st of April, 1567, Mary rode to Stirling Castle to fetch her son, the future King James VI. But the Earl of Mar, who was in charge of him at that time, refused to let her take the prince for fear that Bothwell would get his hands on the little boy. Mary left empty-handed on the 23rd and rode to Linlithgow, where she spent the night. On the 24th of April, 1567, she was just a few miles outside Edinburgh on horseback on her way to Holyrood when she was accosted by the Earl of Bothwell, who jumped out into the road, took her horse's bridle and ordered her servants to ride onto Edinburgh. Then he forcibly took Mary against her will and took her to Dunbar Castle, where, according to Mary's Privy Council in a later meeting, he ravished the Queen and kept her captive. Bothwell wanted to marry Mary, but he was already married. He began a suit of divorce against his wife on the grounds of consanguinity in the Catholic court, and his wife, Lady Jean Gordon, at Bothwell's bidding, began a suit on the grounds of adultery in the Protestant court. Bothwell actually arranged for his wife to lodge this suit. Now, Bothwell admitted to committing adultery, not with Mary, Queen of Scots, but with his wife's maid, Bessie Crawford. And the divorce was granted by the Protestant court on the 3rd of May. And then the Catholic court, at Mary's request, granted the divorce on the 7th of May. On the 12th of May, Mary pardoned Bothwell for kidnapping her and made him Duke of Orkney and Lord of Shetland. The couple married on the 15th of May, 1567. And I'll give you a link to my video on their marriage. I did that video last year. And also my video going into detail on the Earl of Bothwell, James Hepburn himself. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 29th of April, 1617, Sir Drew Drury, a man who went from being a prisoner to being lieutenant of the Tower of London, died in his 80s at his home. So I'll give you a link to find out more about him. And on this day in 1536, in the lead up to the fall of Queen Anne Boleyn, the Queen had encounters with two courtiers who would eventually be executed for allegedly sleeping with her and plotting to kill King Henry VIII with her. So I'll give you a link to that video too. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.